It's been a long time since voters in the 4th Legislative District, covering the Spokane Valley and some of the north end of the county, have elected a Democrat. During the last 10 years, sometimes the party hasn't even fielded candidates. This year it has, and we'll hear from both of them. We extended interview invitations to Republican Representatives Matt Shea and Bob McCaslin, and neither responded. Their Democratic opponents, Ted Cummings and Mary May, did. Ted Cummings works at the Kaiser Aluminum plant in the Valley, and for the last 20-plus years, he's been an active member of the Steelworkers Union.
I was a shop steward informally because I like to talk, and people said, here, Ted, you go talk to the company. But I didn't go to a lot of meetings. I wasn't really active. And so 94 kind of opened up my eyes. Hey, we got to get involved. And then 98 with the labor dispute that went on for 2 years. And again, I didn't do a whole lot, but the more I've gotten involved in it, the more the necessity that I see for it. So I think there's a lot of value in the unions there, and it helps. We've developed systems for people and the company to relate. So we've discussed lots of issues, and we've documented those in our contracts, and that really helps us in our business.
So you're now in a race against Matt Shea for the state representative. Why did you get into that race?
So as a part of my union activities here at the hall, I'm on the committee to fight right to work. And I noticed that my representative introduced legislation for right to work, which I think is just designed to hurt working men and women. And that was the first thing that got me interested. I thought, how can my representative be actively working against the best interests of my working families and my neighbors? So as I looked deeper, I saw he was pitched this idea of a 51st state and wants to split Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho, which I think is absurd. And then I listened to some of his podcasts and his deep state conspiracy theories. And what really troubles me is, why would we elect a representative who doesn't even like the state that he was elected to represent? And so the more I looked into it and all of his rhetoric and this hate and fear and intolerance stuff coming out of him, and this whole, the government, you know, you should stockpile ammunition and guns. I thought, this guy cannot stay in office, and someone needs to do something. And it turned out at the end of the day that someone is me.
So I want to go back to the right to work. For those who aren't members of unions or familiar with it, what does right to work mean, and why is it such a threat to labor unions?
Well, I don't think right to work, it's really well crafted. It's designed to split unions up and take away their power. And our power is in our solidarity. When we all come together, we stand together and speak together, we can bargain effectively. So Right to Work wants to defund unions. So then that hampers our ability to negotiate, to arbitrate, and to really be an effective force. So your poor states across the country, and Right to Work was really founded, its roots are in racism. Came up with a way to split the white and black workers and say, hey, you know, I don't want to be part of this. I don't want to call a black person my brother. And they crafted this, well, okay, you don't have to join. You don't have to pay dues. So Right to Work from the start was a really horrible idea. But it has spread, and now with the Supreme Court ruling, there's a real fear that this might go national. And what it does is it allows people to opt out but still get all the benefits of the union. So it's got so many flaws in it, but fundamentally, it's in my mind, it's just simply theft. If you want to not belong to a union, you need to run a desert campaign and take the union out of your organization. But I think it's disingenuous to say, yeah, I'll take all the benefits of that contract, but I'm not going to pay for it.
Ted Cummings is running as a Democrat against Republican Representative Matt Shea. Mary May is running as a Democrat against the 4th District's other state representative, Republican Bob McCaslin. He's the son of the late state senator who served the district in Olympia for many years. May says voters deserve a choice.
My background is I have worked as staff for cities, counties, and the state for over 25 years. My career has been involved with community improvement. I've been a city planner, I've worked in engineering departments, and I've worked most recently in policy development. What I have seen is that for us here in the fourth, we deserve representation that will be there for all of us. Right now, there's one viewpoint being represented, and I want to be a voice for everyone.
So you've been one of those people who have spoken at city council meetings, but you're on the information providing for the elected officials. Why did you decide that you wanted to be one of those elected officials?
The part about government work that I find rewarding is listening to all sides of an issue, making sure that all stakeholders have their views, their needs heard. And I want to be part of the important work of listening to everyone and setting policy and hopefully finding solutions to issues that matter to people. As a staff member, it is great to listen and to gather all that information. I want to take it one step further and help make those decisions.
Mary May says voters have told her three issues are most important to them: healthcare, education, particularly after high school, and infrastructure.
Healthcare is basic. We've all had either personal stories or stories of others that we know that struggle with either getting insurance, maintaining insurance. I know that the system needs some fixes. Not only do citizens have trouble accessing the healthcare that they need and the prescription drugs that they need for a reasonable cost, but the providers have to jump through extra hoops. And so I look forward to working on that issue. Post-secondary education and education in general. I know that the recent legislators did a great job with funding McCleary and getting that settled. However, I want to make sure that that funding continues and that we don't let our educators down. I want to make sure that the money that was identified goes to there's transparency and that the teachers and are supported. For kids graduating high school, I want to make sure that they know that they have options. Going into debt to obtain a four-year degree and then not be able to pay those student loans back, so that's a disservice we do to our youth. And so I want to make sure that they know there's options for apprenticeships or for trade schools. And finally, on infrastructure, I want to make sure that sitting in Olympia, we have people representing the 4th Legislative District that are willing to do the hard work of sitting down and making sure that the funds that are available are brought here, that the programs that are needed are funded and our infrastructure is built.
You talked about infrastructure. Are there any particular projects or things that you are looking at for the 4th District in terms of infrastructure?
One of the things that is a difficulty for myself, and I know others in the Valley, is the railroad and the overpasses and the underpasses. That's a complicated issue because there's federal, there's local, there's state parties involved, as well as private industry. The difficult work comes with sitting down and working with all of those entities. It comes with making sure that plans are in place so that when funding becomes available, it is accessible. And it involves just sticking with it, and that's something that I want to see happen.
Mary May is a Democrat. She's running in the 4th Legislative District against Republican Representative Bob McCaslin. He didn't respond to our offer for an interview. Next Tuesday, we'll have another Inland Journal candidate special featuring four of the candidates running for two state House seats in the 6th District. You can hear our full interviews with the candidates, 25 or so, at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Click on the Regional News tab and then the Washington Primary Candidates link. Thank you for your support of Spokane Public Radio. Your contributions give us the tools we need to produce this program. I'm Doug Nadvornik.